Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is so beautiful outside.
It's a little chilly.
No, it's perfect. What is the temperature right now? We probably should have these things prepared, but you came and picked me up.
I'm showing 59 degrees.
Oh, God.
That is a chilly, chilly morning.
No, it's perfect. Mm. Perfect sweater weather. Perfect. You came and picked me up again because I don't know where my car is.
You were waiting for me. Usually I have to park and then wait like 5 minutes for you to walk down the 35 stories. But you were waiting for me.
I love that you think that I walk down. Because that is not
true.
The truth at all. No, I looked at my clock and it was 10 minutes after 5. And I was like, he usually texts me by this point. I hope he didn't forget that I'm a loser whose car is still in the shop for the 400th time this year.
No, I didn't forget that.
Oh, I love you so much. Buzz fam, I got to experience what Chris does in the car on his drive to work to get him pumped up.
You said you weren't going to talk about that.
How can I not talk about that? You sang at the top of your lungs, and you were on point.
Was I?
Yeah.
I can't ever... I think I sound good in my brain, but I know that I don't.
No, you do. Mm. You do. I was really impressed. You're like, I'm about to belt this out. And I was like, okay, let me get my camera ready. And you did, and it was good. Mm. So, mad props to you.
That's the first time that I think belted a song with another person in the car, because usually that's a solo thing that I do.
Oh, totally. Yeah, when I'm in my car, I'm listening to whatever the hell that I want to. And I wonder what because it was really fun being in the car with you, but I wonder what the walk time is between my house and here.
Ooh.
Because I don't know if I can do that again. 3 hours and 5 minutes. Legally Blonde a musical? It is.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
If you are up right now and either on the way or possibly standing in line right now to vote, good for you. Very proud of you.
Yeah. Getting in there early.
Yeah, but people are debating on Reddit if that is a good idea. It's one of those things where, is everybody doing it or nobody? You know? Like flying the day before / the day of Christmas, mm-hmm. when you do that, there's such a difference in the way that the airport is.
Mm.
There's like, you know, everybody trying to get there before Christmas, mm-hmm. so it's super busy. And then on Christmas Day, oh, it's like you have a private jet. That would be the day that I would fly.
You're saying people today, earlier, having the private jet experience?
Well, I don't know. That's what the debate is on Reddit. Is everybody going, did everybody set an alarm for 5 whatever to hop over to vote just to get it out of the way this morning, because polls open at 6. What time do they close?
In Missouri, they close at 7. In Kansas, they also close at 7. But they may, individual places may be open till 8. They're allowed to.
All right. There's a debate going on Reddit as well. And again, this is Reddit, so take it for what it's worth. But a Reddit user said that their friend was in poll worker training and was told that they cannot require a mask for voting because it cites, quote, voter suppression.
Hmm. Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, you can't tell people that they can't vote.
No. You can't have any reasons either. So, I guess please wear a mask when you go vote?
They should have them there anyway. You know, if you can't tell someone that they cannot vote if they don't have a mask, then just have masks available. Then everybody has to wear them, right? Why don't I run for office?
Jordan Silver on the bus.
On this day in 2015, a celebrity couple breaks up that shook the world. And we don't normally talk about celebrity couples breaking up, but this is, there's something a little different. They were together for 30 years.
The highly unexpected.
Name a more iconic duo. Nope, it's them. I don't think they had kids, right?
Their
kids would be weird.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends.
We had a good old full moon. Hopefully that's the only exciting thing that happened on this day in history in 2020. There is voting, of course, as well. Maybe there'll be some historic stuff in there. But we're going back in history right now. Tuesday, August 4th. Chris, kick it off with what happened on this day in 2018, please.
President Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela survives an assassination attempt by drone live on television. He's given a speech and just two drones just explode in front of him. Here's what he had to say.
This was an assassination attempt on my life today, and I have no doubts that everything points to the right and far-right factions in Venezuela, and that Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos is behind this.
I don't think I could ever complain about having a bad day after hearing that story.
Yeah.
Well, at least you could just throw it right back in my face. At least two drones didn't try to assassinate you today. Damn it, Chris, you're right.
On this day in 2015, Muppets, Miss Piggy and Kermit, the frog, announce an end to the relationship on Twitter. And here's Kermit on their breakup.
You know, Piggy and I had a great relationship for many, many years. And we sort of wanted different things, you know. Yeah.
Like,
you know, it's the usual laundry list, you know.
Kermit announced very shortly after that he has a new girlfriend named Denise.
What?
Who works for ABC. Yeah, and Miss Piggy is spending time on herself. Who is this Denise?
What is Denise? Is it another?
I think they might be a human.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, can you believe that? Of course. Kermit can just go move on. He's totally fine. He's got another person. Her name's Denise. Apparently she works for ABC. But Miss Piggy, no. She's got to sit there and wallow and think and forget Kermit.
On this day in 1997, UPS workers went on strike, and it would last for 15 days. Here's a song that was written by a UPS worker to encourage his fellow teammates.
Hey, we're the Teamsters, the strongest in the land. 1.4 million women and men. Let me tell you people that
he decided that he was going to write a song to encourage people to strike.
Well, I mean, we just did do months and months and months of quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And how bored did we get?
Pretty bored.
If this person had 15 days off, idle hands, man, idle hands.
On this day in 1994, Howard Stern drops out of the New York governor's race.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about him running?
Pretty much the same thing how I felt in 2016.
I was waiting for someone to say that. I didn't think it was going to be you. But no, this reminds me of, at least this happened when I was in school, when the weird kid decides to run for class president because he thinks it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
And then he realizes that it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what this is to me. God, what would that guy do if he was in charge of anything?
Oh, my.
Other than what he's in charge of right now.
I can't imagine it'd be good. Also on this day, 1994, in New York, a truck carrying millions and millions of bees overturned.
You think that was a sign? You think Stern was like watching the news and then a truck of millions of bees turns over and he's like, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with this.
The guy who owns the beekeeper transportation company said, quote, this is every bee hauler's worst nightmare. I think this is everybody's nightmare. Nobody wants to, because people came to help save the guy who was driving the truck with all the bees, and they got stung and went to the hospital. A million bees just...
On this day in 1986, the United States Football League called off their 1986 season, putting a punctuation mark on a sentence that had already been written because their time in the Football League was over.
Chris. My eyes kind of glossed over this one, so I have no idea. Any details about it, which is bad because now we're live on the radio.
You're asking me about sports information?
Did you?
Okay, so the United
States... Whoa, you know? You can explain a sports thing?
I'm going to try.
Oh, my God, let's go.
The United States Football League started as an idea in the 60s to compete against the NFL during the offseason. So we would constantly have football. But then in the 80s, they wanted to compete directly with the NFL. And so they sued the NFL, saying it was a monopoly, and they won, but they only won a dollar. And through all that legal battles, it cost them a couple $100 million. So they were unable to continue. And actually have some guy talking about the reason they ended up calling off the season.
I think we have an excellent lawsuit. We have a case of a total monopoly by the NFL, and we expect to be successful in court. We're not doing this for any other reason.
Yeah, that man headed up the lawsuit against the NFL.
You could tell by the way that he spoke who that was. Mm-hmm. A younger, more vibrant. He was only, what, 68 when that was recorded in 1986?
Yeah. And now the USFL is no more.
Don't they still have the lingerie league, though? I had a friend that played for that. Oh, okay. I'll tell you about that off air.
And on this day in 1983, New York Yankees outfielder Dave Winfield threw a baseball during warm-up and killed a seagull.
On purpose?
On accident.
Okay.
Although he was charged by the police for harming an animal, eventually all charges were dropped because it was an accident. Here's the owner of the Blue Jays talking about that incident, and it shameless plug is what comes to mind.
It was a great bizarre incident, but it proves one thing. In life, a seagull. In death and forevermore, a Blue Jay.
Oh, Jesus.
Really?
You're right. Shameless plug right there. God, I wonder if that guy owned, like, Outback Steakhouse or Applebee's, how he would work that into that sentence right there. Okay, so that was an accident when he threw the ball and accidentally hit the seagull. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd play the lottery if I did that. I can't believe they brought him to the police station and charged him with animal cruelty.
Right?
An accident is an accident. All right.
On this day in 1958, Billboard combines all of their boards to create the Hot 100. Here's the number one song.
I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh, yeah. I was a fool.
Oh, do the background. Uh-huh.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh, yeah. She played around.
Your harmony is pretty impressive.
Oh,
there.
You know. I love Ricky Nelson. That's it. That's it. Yeah, that was the first number one for the Billboard Hot 100. Guess who's at number one right now, this exact moment?
I'm going to assume some Swift song.
Yeah, Cardigan. I heard a rumor, and I don't know if this is true, because it is a rumor, that they may release that song that you and I played last week, the one with Bon Iver.
Yeah.
Into alternative radio next week.
Really?
Yeah. So we're going to have you update the crappy version of it that you pulled where it cut off in the middle and it like snapped and stuff.
Usually you need to allow someone time enough to go over everything.
No. I gave you $20. I gave you $20.
I'm going to say in 1922, Lizzie Murphy becomes the first female to play against MLB players in a charity game.
That's right. She was a pitcher, Lizzie Murphy, famously known to have struck out Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth.
That's impressive.
That's right. Lizzie Murphy.
And then he died of his disease.
And then Babe Ruth died and became a candy bar, and we're still eating his body.
On this day in 1921 in local history, The Centennial Road Law is signed into law, providing Missouri's modern road system.
Remember the beginning of the year? I mean, I know it's very hard for all of us to even mentally get there, but the beginning of the year, after our parade and everything, potholes were like the only thing. I'm ready to get back to that. I'm ready to just be like, you know what? I'm sorry. I'll stop with the potholes thing forever on the radio. Mm. If we could just get rid of all the other problems, because now the seats. All right, let's keep going.
On this day in 1892, it's the day for Lizzie's. Lizzie Borden's father and stepmother are found murdered.
Well, that's very different than the first woman to play against and strike out Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth is Lizzie Borden, who took an axe. You know, I've always wanted a song written about me.
Yeah.
But maybe not that one. You know the like little rhyme? Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. And when she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. I wonder if, like, Korn ever put that in a song.
We can check on that.
I would love to. I'd love to check on that on air. Lizzie Borden.
On this day in 1753, George Washington becomes a master mason.
Which is, as I understand, as a female, because we're not allowed to be masons, Freemasons, that is the highest that you can get in Freemasonry.
Is that before or after you joined the Illuminati?
Who knows? One time, I was in L.A., and I was at this place called the Magic Castle, which is like a invite-only club.
Okay.
I got really drunk, and I was trying to find the bathroom. Normal Jordan story. And I walked into a secret Freemason meeting in the basement of Magic Castle in L.A., and I sat down, and they all just stopped and looked at me, and I was like, oh, keep going. They're like, no, get out of here.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I didn't get any secrets, damn it. That's all I wanted, though. Mm. Unofficial holiday, Chris. What's the most important thing that we have to celebrate today besides voting?
Chocolate chip day?
Just chocolate chips?
Just chocolate chip. Chocolate chip cookie day.
I don't understand why. Mm.
What?
You don't gotta bake it. You don't gotta spend all that time heating up your oven, you know, and then putting it all on cookie sheets and stuff. You can just go home, take off your bra, lay on the couch, and eat raw cookie dough. That is heaven for me. Is that sad? It's what got me through quarantine, okay?
Well, it's the no bra part.
Fair.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
Dustin, who is delivering parts in the area right now, wanted to hear some My Chemical Romance. Hell yeah, there you go. Boom. Also, I'm playing an emo/pop punk gig on Friday at the Iron District from 7 to 9. Go to my Instagram for more information about that. But it's going to be like an all emo pop punk night, which is a couple hours. We haven't done any like running and dancing and singing to any emo pop punk music since January here. So I wanted to do that. Also, when we were talking about On This Day in History just a little bit ago, on this day in 1892, Lizzie Borden
murdered. Well, allegedly.
Lizzie Borden allegedly murdered her family. O.J. Simpson allegedly murdered Ron Goldman and Nicole.
It's a simple way to not get sued.
Sure. But when we were talking about Lizzie Borden, somebody texted in that Lizzie Borden is the name of a band as well. It's our friend Twisted Matt, which, yes, of course, somebody named Twisted Matt would know that Lizzie Borden is a band. What kind of music do you think that they...
Lizzie Borden.
Yeah.
The first thing that comes to mind is some sort of like death metal.
That was my first thought as well. Actually, this is Lizzie Borden. They're like an 80s hair metal band. This song is called Give Them the Axe. Listen to the chorus. Give up the axe. You never-
So, yes, yeah, so that's like from 1985. Lizzie Borden is the name of the band. And the song is called Give Him the Axe. Because on this day in history, wow, damn.
I but like that.
Then Twisted Matt and I got in a conversation mm-hmm. because Christina Ricci was in a movie about Lizzie Borden. I don't know if you remember that. It came out a while ago.
I do, yeah.
I was like, yeah, I remember that. She's such a babe in that movie. Is that weird to say? You know, because there's blood and, like, she's Lizzie mm-hmm. Borden. And Matt responds, no, not at all. Only if you call her a babe in the Addams Family. That was weird because she was a child. But that reminded me of the fact that I liked her in Casper. But I was a child back then, too.
But you were the age. That's okay to go back and say that, right?
No.
No?
Now it's not. See, that's the problem with having a crush on somebody in a movie or something. Mm-hmm. They don't age. Mm. You remember your feelings?
Yeah.
You know, like, I still feel that way about Marsha Brady, my very first crush, when I see her on TV, but then it's like she's 15.
So what do you do when you go back and watch, let's say, Hocus Pocus and the little girl on there, Thora Birch?
Wow, you just never talk about this on the radio, actually. I think that's what you do.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
I had a pretty busy weekend, Christopher, this past weekend, and you took care of a couple work things mm-hmm. that I was too busy to do. It's your second time interviewing a major comedian.
Yeah.
Very proud of you because you did a great job. I finally watched the video.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you think about it? What?
Well, hold on. The Buzz family, you can check it out. TJ Miller. I was
on the Buzz's Instagram.
What kind of stuff did you talk about, if you want?
Started off with the whole COVID thing and how he's coping with that, and then just the movies he's been in and how he's gotten to where he is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
Thank you for somehow getting us a compliment from TJ Miller. This was very impressive. Most people that you interviewed do not care who you are. Not you specifically, but I mean the interviewer.
Yeah, yeah. There do so many of them.
But it sounds like he did, and I love it.
Totally. I was watching, guys. By the way, the video is really funny with Jordan and the mask and being like, my mask matches my outfit. And then supermarket sweep. You guys are very, very silly and very funny.
Oh, my God. That is the nicest thing. I love throwing you these interviews. How did you feel about the interview, Chris?
Felt pretty good.
Yeah.
Felt very confident when it was over because anytime I can get the interviewer or the interviewee to say, this has been one of the more fun and memorable interviews I've had, I think that's always a win.
Hmm. Did you fact check everything that you asked?
I made sure that all the questions I had was as accurate as they could be with the information that I had.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What
did you decide? I don't know. Maybe to freestyle a little bit during the interview, Christopher?
I mean, of course, you have to because I'm listening to him and I have to actively listen so I can ask questions that he may bring up in his conversations. Why are you looking at me like that?
When people are nice to your face,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
They respect it to your face.
Mm-hmm.
You always wonder what they really think, you know? And I don't mean to like be putting our pee-pees out on the table and measuring them, but at some point during your interview with TJ Miller that I watched last night, you said this.
My co-host, Jordan Silver, is major friends with somebody you know.
What? Was I not supposed to tell him you knew somebody?
My co-host, Jordan Silver.
Your co-host?
What?
Jordan Silver?
That was the easiest way to explain the situation to TJ in the fewest amount of words.
No. What are you trying to say here, Chris?
My co-host.
Jordan, I am not your co-host, Christopher.
Did you want me to go into a 5-minute explanation on what the situation is between us?
No,
or
it sounds
get to
like,
the next question?
It sounds like he did his research and he knows the damn name of the show is Jordan Silver and Friends. Where's Chris Minders in that at all? I am your...
My co-host, Jordan Silver.
Your co-host?
What?
Well, no, hold on. You want to do a co-host thing? All right, cool. Switch with me. Let's go. I don't know why I'm running this board if I'm a co-host.
That's...
I don't know why I'm doing that. Switch with me. All right, Chris. So you do this. This is not a fit that I'm having right now on the radio. Man, your headphones suck.
You've got some nice headphones.
Yeah, the host usually does.
So what are we doing here?
Oh, I don't know. You're the host.
I said we were co-hosts.
No, you didn't. My co-host. Play it. The sentence is right there. My co-host. Just hits the space bar.
My co-host, Jordan Silver.
Okay, cool. All right, Chris, lead the show. Go. I'm your co-host.
All right. Welcome to... Jordan Silver and Friends with a hosting by Chris Miners today. I'm here with my lovely friend and mentor, co-host, Jordan Silver.
You're mentor, but I'm your co-host now. Oh, this hurts, Chris. This hurts. What do you want to talk about?
Let's
on Chris Miners and Friends.
When's the last time you've been to exercise into the pool, Jordan?
No.
What'd you do this weekend?
Stuff.
And how did you feel about the TJ Miller interview? You taught me to, when I'm doing interviews, to not focus on details about me and to use the fewest amount of words.
Yeah, you didn't do either of those things. You definitely not focus on details of you. Chris, I'm your co-host. Let's do this. You take the next
hour. Would I have been?
Until 8 o'clock, I'm your co-host, Christopher. I am your co-host.
Can I publicly apologize so we can switch?
No, I want you to know what this feels like. I mean, you did it last week for me, by the way. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm super, super thankful for that. But then, you know, I did get my panties in a ruffle.
Back then, I did have stuff prepared before we were just on the air. Like, hey, come up and do this host thing.
No, a host can do this at all times, Christopher. A host can host anything.
I never said I was the host, though. I meant it as a dual thing.
My co-host. Oh. And I know, and the worst thing right now is I'm sure the Buzz family thinks that I'm pulling this, like, big pee-pee thing.
Oh, so
right
you're
now.
Not?
No, I'm not. I'm just showing you.
All right, we'll go over some more TJ Miller things we talked about. He started off with that he came through the airport and he wore a mask. And he said his heart was so big that he wore another mask to protect that. So
that's so sweet.
Yeah, it just surprised me that he was able to. He took time out of his busy day, being the TJ Miller that he is, and he researched us.
Yeah, that's amazing. Was he talking about the Kansas City airport?
Yes,
because he was here.
Yes,
when was he here?
He was here over the weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the KC Improv Club. It was a packed show.
Did you go?
I did. Went on Saturday night at the 10 p.m. I gave my name to the people that run our stuff, and they said, you are confirmed, you're good to go. So I...
Eat my shorts, Christopher. Eat my shorts. Oh. Eat my shorts.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Good morning, Kansas City. It is 7:30 on 96.5 The Buzz. This is Chris Miners and friends joining with my co-host, Jordan Silver. Now, I had an interview with TJ Miller on Friday. You can check that out on The Buzz's Instagram. And I thought I was going to use the least amount of words to just make the question easiest. And I ended up saying this.
My co-host, Jordan Silver.
And my shining light of my life, Jordan Silver, had a problem with that.
Everybody thinks I'm a jerk on the text line, by the way. They don't understand why we're doing this. I got the text line pulled up right now. Mommy, Daddy, stop fighting. But if we want to be honest, Jordan, you're the host. Why weren't you doing the interview?
Oh.
And then my favorite one, you two make me want to shoot myself. I effing hate both of you and your BS morning show. Still not sure why Laszlo puts up with it. Uh-huh. So that is what we've got on the text line. The reason, I'm trying to teach you what I learned in 12 years in 1 year.
It's not easy. This has been difficult. Definitely a myriad of stuff thrown at me, and I'm just trying to learn everything as quickly as I can to help you. And
right, and sometimes with the stuff that we've been working on behind the scenes, got to throw you in a real world experiment. We can practice as much as we want, but we're doing it like this. So that, yes, that is technically why I'm not some huge bitch with a giant ego problem, although I'm sure that rumor is going around somewhere.
I mean, you did ask me politely, but I do got to add,
I did not. I threw my pen. I actually did throw a little hissy fit and said, all right, Chris, if I'm your co-host, then boom. I'm just glad that you haven't asked the question that I've been worried about this entire time. Do you get paid to be the host at this hour?
Good question. Do I?
I guess legally, yes. That makes perfect sense.
Oh. Is there a union that I can contact? Mm-hmm. But see, here's the thing, though. Even though I am technically your co-host, TJ Miller had some nice things to say about me.
Oh, so this break's going to be about how good you are? Just wondering.
Guys, can we get a huge round of applause? Let's get a bunch of those little hearts coming, because this has been one of the most fun interviews I've had in a while. No, this has been really, really fun.
See?
So what, do you want a parade right now? Well, I'm just, want the Buzz family to like get together and make a parade? Just like, yes, Chris, you are great. You are great. You are great. Now we're getting more texts in the text line. Wait, why are you teaching him stuff that he has to learn in a year? Are you leaving? No.
No, she is not leaving.
No. It's just, you know, from the beginning of this show, when you and I met, you were working as a producer.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of things that you have to learn to be able to do a hosting job.
There's so much.
I mean, your brother, we talked about it before. Your brother thinks that just because you do the news on this show, that he could start a YouTube channel.
It's not that easy. But interesting you bring my brother up. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's your hair preference in your mates?
Well, that's a... As a lesbian, Christopher?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess I can't have one.
No?
I love people for their soul.
Mm.
And the beauty that exists besides what you see on the surface, and that is why I'm alone. So I don't really have an answer for that, Chris, but what is your preference of your mate's hair?
Well,
and can you tell your wife if she should or should not get her hair cut?
I have told my wife that she cannot cut her hair.
And?
She's just kind of nods. She's going to do what she's going to do anyway.
Oh, yes, she is. Oh, my God. I'd be so pissed at you. Oh, my God.
But when you're swiping on your Tinder or her, when you see a woman or man.
You definitely don't see a man on the Her app, but that is okay.
Yep.
Actually, you do sometimes, and it's like, report.
Do you... Will their hair kind of overcompensate for some flaws that they may have?
You know, I thought there was a fact that there's like 7 seconds when you meet someone for you to realize if you are or you aren't attracted to them.
Yeah.
And in those 7 seconds, they look at teeth. Teeth is something that's really important. But yeah, you know, if you don't like somebody's hair, of course you're going to swipe in a different direction.
Hmm.
Why do you bring this up?
Well, my brother has been growing his hair out longer, mm-hmm. and he said his DMs on Tinder are being flooded.
You want to talk about this?
Yeah, let's talk about it after some Mumford & Sons.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
Welcome back to Chris Miners and Friends. Mm-hmm. This is going to be this way for about another 20 minutes because I accidentally in my interviewing TJ Miller on Friday, which you can check out on The Buzz's Instagram, I said my co-host, Jordan Silver, and apparently I was wrong in that phrasing because she got a little offended by that.
Do you think that that might have slipped out because you did such an amazing job last week when I was having a moment and I couldn't come to do a radio show? Because you did a great job. I'm really proud of you and the Buzz family as well.
It could have definitely been a part of it. It was just trying to be confident and solidify my position here.
Yo, you jump, I jump. Titanic is our favorite movie, and that is like where we're at right now. That's how it's going to be, which is why I wanted to switch spots with you for just a little bit. And working on some stuff. We're working on some stuff
mm-hmm.
behind the scenes, and real life experience is what we need to get to the next step of this. So we were talking about your brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just started growing out his hair,
mm-hmm.
and it's getting longer than it's pretty much ever been, maybe 6-7 inches. But
how long does it take to grow out 6-7 inches of hair?
He's been growing it since the beginning of the year.
Did he have any reason, or just because?
He was just tired of the same old buzz cuts.
Okay, and plus, for a good 3 months, nobody could get a haircut.
Yeah. That, I think that probably what started it. But then once he started not cutting it and posted some of the more pictures on his dating profiles, he started getting flooded with the women for the DMs.
Question.
Yeah.
I would feel weird knowing that my brother was on a dating app. But you know, like, I don't mean to make it a gender thing. Also, we're not very close. I know that there are siblings that are way closer. Is it weird that your brother's on a dating app, or are you indifferent?
No. Why would it be weird?
I don't know. Just to think that your brother is sexually active, right?
Well, you said on a dating app. We didn't talk about him being sexually
active.
What
do you think they're doing on a dating app, Chris?
I mean, I'm not denying that
he's sports?
We don't need to talk about what they do after they meet.
Okay, cool. So we are on the same page. It's weird. It's weird to know that our siblings are on dating apps.
Yeah.
But so how was he doing before growing his hair out?
He would get the occasion mate like one a week, but he literally said they are nonstop. Every day there's just more. It's all about the hair.
Really?
Yeah. And he's a pretty good looking dude. But something about having that long, luscious locks, just the women are flocking to him. And I want to know, does long hair on guys have that much of an impact for females for wanting to date them?
I thought long hair was out.
That's what I did, too. Because it used to be the 90s kind of grunge band or the Brad Taylor from Home Improvement.
Oh, damn. You are taking a very, very dated reference. Yes. But that was the mullet back then, too.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the... this is a couple years ago with the man bun thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that everybody cut their hair and then everything was different. Is long hair attractive on guys? I'm looking online right now. Is long hair... Do girls like long hair or short hair on guys? Now, this is that website Quora? Q-U-O-R-A?
Quora?
Yeah.
What a great website for knowledge.
Yeah. You know it's some like 16-year-old girl going, I know the answer to this. That is this website. I prefer long hair on guys, hands down. I feel most guys would benefit if they grew their hair out a little. It's noteworthy that male models are encouraged to have slightly longer hair because it gives them a bad boy vibe. Oh, my God, that's it.
That's, ew. They want him because he's a bad boy?
Your brother's a bad boy?
Ew.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
I took over JCEF at 7 a.m. to be fully immersed in everything I do. I was a behind-the-scenes producer for 5 years, and I needed to be the best, so I'm partaking in all my roles. Jordan asked if I wanted to switch about 45 minutes ago. I'm not one to say no. So here we are. Little role reversal.
Yeah, we are.
And now we have Jordan with the news.
Right. Well, 7 a.m. news recap, Christopher.
Yes.
Blink-182 are scheduled to headline a festival in July of 2021 in Pittsburgh. Physically going to be there. Not just some live stream thing, actually physically going to be there. So it looks like shows at this point, maybe planning, you could see something maybe a year from now live. So
we do have light at the end of the tunnel, but it's still a year away.
Yeah, I still feel like we're going to be chasing that light, though, for a very long time. Also, get out and vote today if you're in Kansas and Missouri. Polling stations open until 7 p.m. Wear a damn mask. You don't have to, but you should. Three men were in a boat accident in the Pacific. They swam to an island and wrote SOS in coconuts, and a damn plane saw it and rescued them after only a couple days.
It works.
Who knew? Who knew? And the director of Toy Story said that the toys can die in the movie if they are burned in an incinerator.
Well, that's sad.
Who burns toys in an incinerator?
Only really evil people.
Right.
What do we got for the 8 o'clock news, Jordan?
All right, 8 o'clock news. So the hashtag Happy Birthday Mr. President is trending on Twitter. When I saw that this morning, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Why are we being so nice? Why? But it's actually former President Barack Obama's birthday. That is who they're referring to as the top trending thing on Twitter. Also, you know those weird seeds that have been randomly mailed to people in the U.S. from China?
Yeah.
Well, the USDA has tested some of them and found that they are, or at least some of them are, cabbage. Seeds for cabbage.
Just cabbage?
Just cabbage.
No poison or death toxins in there?
Well, they're saying that the seeds could, quote, introduce damaging pests or diseases that could harm U.S. agriculture. So even though they're possibly cabbage seeds, don't plant it.
Oh. Be safe.
True. Most people know that the classic TV show, you know, the Office.
Yeah.
So classic. Everybody knows that word for word. Well, people even who get like 100 on Office quizzes and tests are going to need to open their brain because the show is going to be streaming on NBC's Peacock Network and there's going to be new unseen footage.
Exclusive content?
Exclusive content, yeah. And but if you're watching it right now or if you haven't watched it yet and you don't have Peacock Network because for some strange reason everything has to expand into their own streaming platform now.
Yeah.
You still have until January to watch The Office on Netflix if you haven't watched it yet.
What's going on with your last story, Jordan?
Oh, it's going to make your bum tighten.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone's worst nightmare when you're going to the bathroom. A snake? That's your worst nightmare, right?
Because hot snakes? Yeah.
What do you mean hot snakes?
Well, like you got just like hot snakes coming out.
Does it matter the temperature of the snakes? Any snake coming out of your toilet is gross and awful and scary.
Are we talking the snake, the poo hot snake?
No, ew, gross. This is Chris Minders and Friends, by the way. That's why we're talking about poop right now. All right, well, a woman in Colorado, thankfully she hadn't, like, done the first part of how you get ready to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
but her toilet was being weird.
Yeah.
So she went to go figure out what it was, and it was
what?
It was a
special surprise.
Specialist. It was a snake
in the toilet.
In her toilet in Colorado. Yeah.
Did it say how it just swam up the pipes into the toilet?
That is the fear, but they are thinking that it could possibly be somebody's pet that got out, slithered under the door, into the bathroom, and wanted a drink of water.
Well, that's one way to give you hell.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
All right, we are switching back now. Thank you so much, Chris, for...
Thank you, Jordan.
Doing it. That did not sound genuine.
No, you. I need to give you more credit because the role that you are in, you make it look so easy.
The text line is going to fry me like a hot dog for that. It's fine. Okay, so I am so proud of people that when they get something in the mail that's scary, they take care of it.
Instead of what?
Ignoring it. And hoping that it goes away and you never have to deal with it.
You mean like being an adult?
Yeah, is that part of being an adult?
Yeah.
Taking care of scary stuff that comes in the mail?
Yes, you need to stand tall and face your fears.
All right, cool. Well, I guess I'm not an adult then.
Why?
I live my life, right? I know what I buy. I know what I do. So what's all this other stuff that's coming in? You know, like, okay, I paid my copay for this. Why do you want more money? Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I thought my copay was all you get. Why do I have insurance if you're not paying the rest of it? Why do I pay a copay then? You know what I mean? And the problem with that is that I have no idea about insurance or a lot of the adult things. You know, you have a house. You've done that whole process.
Yeah.
You've had a baby now.
Yeah.
You've done that whole process as far as the paperwork. Don't look at me about the other stuff. But when scary stuff comes in, the mail... Or email, I get really just like, screw it. You know?
How long do you usually put it off for?
Oh, ever. Until someone's knocking on my door. And I'm not talking about not paying bills and stuff. It's just like all this like weird. Yesterday, and I don't know if anybody else in the KC area got this. I got an email from Bank of America, which is my bank.
Okay.
It says, you have a time-sensitive message about your claim. It says my claim date was 8/10/2016. So immediately, I wondered if this was, you know, a phishing scam, you know. So the way to figure that out is to click and you have to check the address up at the very top. Because it could be like Bank of America with two A's at the end, you know, .com. They make it look exactly like the Bank of America website.
Yeah.
So they just don't expect you to look and verify the address before you type in your information. That's how they steal your information.
Yeah, people work hard to fool you.
Mm-hmm. And it works. It happens a lot. So I was like, oh, this is just some kind of spam thing, right? And so I clicked it, and it did go to Bank of America.
The legit website.
Secure, had the little lock and everything.
Okay, so what's the issue?
Well, I don't know. Because then I went back to my email, and I was like, okay, this is legit, but... The claim date is 8/10/2016. Your loss, Bank of America. I don't know what you were sleeping and snoozing on, but this happened almost 4 years ago. Screw you. You had 4 years. Why are you coming up with me with something that happened 4 years ago, Bank of America? Call my phone and be like, bitch, there's something wrong with your account. Or something didn't go through. Because I know this is not, I've been very good. About, you know, not, I definitely pay my credit card bill every month, all the whole thing. I've been good with finances because in the past I've been very bad with them.
But are they warning you about something or just trying to collect some payment that you haven't paid them?
How would I know that, Chris? I'm ignoring the email. I don't click through. I didn't even log into my bank account to even see how much money I had.
But you have to face an adulthood. At some point, you're almost, you know how old you are.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
When do you think you will become an adult?
I mean, I'm an adult in many other ways, but when something comes in from Bank of America that was apparently a problem in 2016, I don't remember 2016. And again, you had 4 years to figure out what the hell this was.
What's the date of this email?
The date of this email was yesterday. And then the date of the time-sensitive message about a claim is 8/10/2016.
Ignore.
You can't just keep ignoring adulthood for the rest of your life.
You know, when I do that normally, ignore adulthood, it gets worse. You know, like that bill that you ignore because you're like, I paid my copay. Then it just doubles and triples. And all of a sudden, it's like an entire year's worth of rent. And then you're like, well, now I'm really not paying that. So come find me. 99.9% of the time, it is a problem with something that I have done, and I have done something that is wrong. Well, this email came in at 11 a.m. yesterday, the one with the time-sensitive message from 8/10/2016.
Mm-hmm.
About an hour later, Bank of America sent an email that says, an update on an email sent to you earlier today. Earlier today, you received an email from us titled, Activity Alert, Time-Sensitive Message. The email was sent in error.
What?
Yeah. How do you get so lucky?
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
It is one of the first things when you move to a new state, you have to figure out what the hell you're supposed to call yourself now that you live in that state. I've done this multiple times. You have too, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Iowan?
Iowan or Iowegian.
Iowegian.
Yeah, there's a lot of people from Norway in that area. And then Minnesotan.
Yep.
And South Dakotan.
South Dakotan. Californian. I lived in California. Mainer.
Mainer?
Mainer, if you're from the state of Maine. Pennsylvanian. What are these called?
These are called demonyms. Demonyms. It just identifies people of a certain place at a singular geographical location.
You want to do some guessing of some?
Sure do. I got a list up here that you won't get.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Remember how good I was with the cities? With the state capitals?
We'll see.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Kansas Cityan.
That's what we are.
Mm-hmm. Before that, I was an Angeleno.
Is that the proper Angeleno? Not a Los Angelin?
Nope.
Californian?
Nope. Got to be different. It's Los Angeles. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But I was going over different stuff. I was looking at a map.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a map.
You just look at maps?
Well, I have it right in front of my sink in my kitchen so I can have something to look at as opposed to just like a wall while I am doing my dishes, which is boring.
You're learning while doing chores.
Yeah. And I was thinking, when I was looking at the different states, what people are called that are from the different states.
Mm-hmm. I've got a list that has most of them, like New York, New Yorker, not that interesting, you know? But I pulled up a few that I want to ask you to see if you'll get, because a lot of these are in the New England area.
All right.
So you should know it.
Because?
Because you're originally from Maine, which they're called?
Mainas.
Is there another, more maybe a derogatory term for you fellow Mainers?
Wow, not going to say that on the radio. Are you kidding me? You do want this to be Chris Minders and Friends real fast. I'm not falling for your tricks. Mm. Tricks are for kids.
I had a bowl of tricks last night.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
For dinner?
Well, it was the late dinner. And did you know
fourth meal?
Yeah, fourth meal.
What time is fourth meal when you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning for you?
Fourth meal. Let's see. Yeah, I would say 9:30, 10 is when I try to get my last meal in.
Oh my God, that's so late. That's so late to eat.
I need sustenance, Jordan. What time do you usually eat?
Done fourth with eating by 6 p.m. I'm fat. It just, you have to. You got to. Because that just turns into sugar, turns into fatter, and just, God, my plight. All right, back to the states.
Yeah.
The names, what are they called again? Demigods?
Demonyms? Demonyms, yeah.
Yep. It's been a long life, Chris. A long life. Okay, give me a state.
All right. This one's Connecticut.
Connecticuter.
Close. The second unofficial one is Connecticuter, but there is one that they go by more frequently.
Connecticutian?
No, it would be Nutmegger.
Wait, what? No.
Yes,
it has to have the name of the state in it.
Of all the list on Connecticut, if you look up where are Nutmeggers from?
Okay, we need to look and see if that's even just not a thing that you should be calling someone, because it is 2020 and we're getting rid of entire sports team names.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Nutmegger.
Wow. Okay.
Because they were so frugal and shrewd back in the day that they actually sold wooden nutmegs.
Why don't you live up there? Ew, they do. They did.
See?
Nickname for the people in the state of Connecticut. Okay, you are right. Also known as the Constitution obvious. State. The Connecticut Nutmegger. Wow. Okay, let's keep going.
All right. The next state will be Idaho. I'm quizzing Jordan on what the locals call themselves from each state. Idaho. What do people from Idaho call themselves?
Utaho.
Jordan.
What?
Idaho.
Utaho. Yes, you are.
That's not correct.
Hmm?
So what do people from Idaho call themselves?
Utaho.
They don't say Utaho.
Yes, they do. I just realized. Nope, keep going. See? Utaho. What is it?
Idahoan.
See, that sounds Native American.
Does it?
It does. That's probably going to get changed, too.
Have you ever been Hoan?
Yes, when I turned 18. Have you ever been Hoan?
Never been Idahoan.
We're talking about working on a farm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's keep going.
Okay, I need to know it's from Maine. It's not a derogatory term, but it is another term that's not Mainer that people from probably outside of Maine call you people.
Meth heads? You have no idea. The state of Maine is so weird. Also, right now it's getting like pounded by a hurricane. But the state of Maine is so clean and so beautiful. Everything that you think it is and then exactly what you wouldn't expect. Meth. Really? Meth. So much meth. Like nobody, there's like five teeth up there.
Really?
2 million people, five teeth.
I thought Maine was just beautiful, unmolested, just nature of beautiful mountains and trees.
It is that, but then it's a bunch of people that can't go outside for like 9 months out of the year, so they decide to do meth and not brush their teeth. I don't know. That is where I am from.
So have you ever heard the term maniacs?
Yeah.
Is that a derogatory term, or is it a term of endearment?
There's some sports teams that are known as the maniacs in the state of Maine.
Interesting.
Yeah, or when you get mad at your ex and you bust their car with you, you're a maniac.
All right, the next state that I'm quizzing you on, Massachusetts.
I can't say that on the radio.
It's not
M-A-S.
That's a derogatory term. I'm not looking
term. It's not a derogatory term. It is an absolute fact. Have you been to Massachusetts? Have you seen how they drive in Massachusetts? Boston? Did I tell you the story about when my aunt brought me to a Yankees Red Sox game at Fenway Park in Boston for a birthday?
Mm-hmm.
And I like the Yankees, so I'm wearing my Yankees gear, and these guys are saying like the worst things. They're just like, F you, gross, I bleep, bleep, bleeped your mom, and da, 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 da. And my aunt turns around and goes, hey, you guys, could you relax? She is six. She doesn't need to hear that stuff.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Well, I just have been in love with the text line this morning. Thank you so much for texting in, BuzzFam. We are here trying to text you back as much as possible, and you guys always help with the contribution to the show when you text in stuff. So please keep us updated. At this point, I think everybody knows that we changed the phone number from that little like number to 913-576-7965.
Yeah. Text line, phone line's the same now.
Mm-hmm. Or has been for like 3 or 4 months now. But just throw that out there if you want to chat with us during the show. That's where we are at. And we have a member of the Buzz family who is listening in from Massachusetts.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They moved there a little bit ago. I'm trying to get their name. I don't have it. Just texted them, and I don't know if I'm going to get it in time. But they mentioned that they are up there, going to get hit with that tropical storm later today.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that everything is okay with that. But remember just about 10 minutes ago, we were talking about what people are called that live in certain states?
Yeah, and you had a horrible name for these Massachusetts.
No, they are called Mass.
Can you say that?
M holes. Yeah, there we go. They're called M holes. And this member of the Buzz family who lives up there, who was down here before, said they are truly M holes. So, you know what, Chris? We'll take a trip to Boston.
Okay.
And you'll totally get it. My first field trip was from Maine to the Science Museum in Boston. We get off the bus at like, I don't know, 10 o'clock in the morning, however long it takes to get from where we were. And we had to get automatically back onto the bus because there was a shooting.
What?
That is Massachusetts. That's Boston.
Okay.
Anyway, well, I have some validation with that. Mm-hmm. But I learned something from the text line today that I never knew that there is a nickname for a snake.
What?
There's a nickname for a snake.
For snakes? What's the nickname?
Hilarious. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Nope rope.
Nope rope.
What? Nope rope.
A nope rope?
Nope rope. Because it's a snake. Nope rope. Oh, tough room today. Tough life.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.